It is halftime. Welcome back to Avon, where the Avon Pirates have taken a 22-0 lead into the halftime break here in Avon. Your scoring summary from the first half, all Pirates, 6:40 play opening quarter, a 5-yard Isaiah Meyer touchdown run. Meyer would tack on the 2-point conversion, and at the end of the quarter, it was Avon 8, Hitchcock 2 or nothing. Two more Isaiah Meyer runs in the second quarter, one with 10:40 to play from 10 yards out. Meyer would also take in that 2-point conversion, and it was 16-0. One more before the break would come with 3:42 to play in the first half. Another Isaiah Meyer touchdown run, his third of the half, this one from 7 yards out. They would, however, fail on that 2-point conversion. Brings us to our halftime score of Avon 22, Hitchcock 2 there, nothing. As we mentioned shortly before the break, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, something for the whole family at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Stop in, 35 4th Street Southeast. They do accept walk-ins in downtown Huron. You can also set up an appointment. Call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. That's the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. And according to the scoreboard here, well, we can run through. I guess we got enough time here. Avon leading Hitchcock, Tulare 22-0 at the half. Potter County beat Corsica Stickney tonight 24-20. Falcon is going to beat Kadoka. They lead 42-0. Just met up 28-0 on Gateville Bowling. The Huron Tigers trail with, that one's over. A final score for the Tiger game is Yankton 17, Huron nothing. Again, that is a final from Yankton in our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIKV. Again, the Tigers fall to Yankton to end their season. Final score there, Yankton 17, Huron nothing. Also at 11AA, Watertown out in front of Aberdeen Central, 42-17. Harrisburg beat Sioux Falls, Washington tonight, 42-7. O'Gorman leading Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, 46-6. Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls, Jefferson in the game of the night for the big schools. Brandon Valley 28, Sioux Falls, Jefferson 21. Fourth quarter just underway in that one. In 11A, Del Rapids leading Madison 44-0. West Central leads Chamberlain 45-6. Sioux Falls Christian leads Dakota Valley 10-6. And Canton leading Lennox at the half, 22-14. Winner beat Aberdeen Roncalli tonight, 11B, 28-0. Hot Springs leading Sioux Valley, 28-13. That's just shy of halftime. Tri-Valley a touchdown better than Elkhorn Jefferson, 7-0 at the break. And Rapid City Christian leading Duel, 13-8 at the half. 9AA, Howard beat Elkton Lake Bennett tonight, 28-8. Clarkston leading Hanson at the half, 14-0. Platt Geddes leading Freeman Marion Freeman Academy, 20-6. They're almost at halftime. Hanlon leading Wall, 14-7. Warner out in front of Castlewood, 42-0. Dubrook looking for the upset, leading Alcester Upson, 8-0 at the break. Canastota ran past Gregory tonight, 70-19. And Phillip defeated Chester, 46-8, and that's the scores from all across the state of South Dakota here as the high school football playoffs are well underway at every level. Here in Avon, it's an IB ranked semifinal action. Avon leading Hitchcock Tulare at home 22-0. Back to the studios for a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with some individual statistics. Again, Avon 22, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We're at the half in Avon. 2-minute timeout. Some more halftime show in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Yeah. You get what you wanted? Yeah. What'd you get? You get a dog? They didn't have no walkie talkies?
Oh, you wanted them?
Well, you could have got one.
Oh, I think
you wanted one.
I just wanted a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is just easier for me to eat up here. I like walkie tacos. This is just easier. And welcome back to the halftime show here. Avon Pirates 22. It's got to our Patriots nothing here at the half. In Avon, as we break down some individual numbers for the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, come in at 5-4, beat Lemon McIntosh at home in the opening round, 44-24. Not a lot of passes for either team. Both teams throwing one pass tonight. Eric Salmon is 1-for-1 for 20 yards. Brandon Knoll has that one catch for 20. The difference, obviously, on the ground, as Patrick Maynard has a carry for 4, Aiden Chasinoff a carry for 2, Brandon Knoll a carry for a -7, and Eric Salmon doesn't carry for just 10 yards. So the Patriots somewhere in the neighborhood of 26 or so total yards, and you peel off 15 penalty yards as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. And another number they'd like to increase is that score, as they have been blanked so far, 22-0. Moving over to the Avon Pirates, they are 7-2. They beat Faith at home, 54-14 in the opening round. Paxton Bierma, just 1-for-1 tonight, 21 yards. Trace Felton made that solo catch for 21. On the ground tonight for Avon, they scored 5 carries, 5 yards. Paxton Bierma, 2 carries, 13 yards. Tyler Chersma, 6 carries, 24 yards. And Isaiah Meyer at the half, 17 totes, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Before counting also 2 out of 3 2-point conversions. Again, Meyer 17 for 110 and 3 scores in the first half. Let's see, 130, 140, right about 150 yards on the ground, another 21 through the air. 30 penalty yards against Avon, 4 penalties, 30 yards in the first half. As the Avon Pirates lead here at the break, 22-0. And we'll just about wrap up your halftime show here. Remember, our scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, Mirror at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can call or text Kylie, 605-553-1628. You can also call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Mirror does accept lock-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Bring us some scoreboard updates, as we mentioned here, Avon out in front of Hitchcock Tulare, 22-0 at the break, and here on Tigers fall by the final of 17-0, falling to 19-8 to close out the season of Tiger football. Of course, at the last night of the ball broadcast, 1540 cash, Tiger 95 is getting here on Tiger season. It's coming to a close as they call the 8th and the 17-0. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We'll be ready for a second half in Avon. Pirates 22, Patriots nothing. Scott Jewler does get the ball after a 3-minute timeout. 3 minutes. Okay. As 12 is on the board, the Patriots will receive.
We got the Pirates in the second half. Number 81, Trey Felton.
Trey Felton on the giveaway.
Number 45.
Quite a hold the deep man. We'll see though. The Pirates have not kicked it yet. They've angled or squibbed, and they will squib another one. It gets through the first wave, and the Patriots will fall on top of it at about the 35 yard line. Other than that was 7 yards, no eight, and there were a lot of negative numbers in that first half. The Patriots only able to muster 16 plays. They got three drives in that first half, all ended up on two turnover and downs in the punt. Zabon, when they do get the football and do get the lead, able to grind that clock away pretty quickly, keeping everything on the ground. Both teams with everything on the ground tonight. Patriots, two receivers right, one left. Solomon, quick pass, right side complete to Nolan. He slips. Gain is about a yard.
Number 3, Brendan Nolan Harry.
I wonder how much the
gain of a couple
surface
up
on the field there is affecting
for the Patriots.
The flow of this game, we're going to call that a 2 yard catch. So Noel both catches 22 yards, Solomon 2 for 2 for 22. Second and 8, Patriots their own 36. Second half just underway, Patriots down to Avon 22-0. Two receivers left, one right, Noel, man in motion. Solomon will pitch it back to Noel, hit in the backfield and drop. Loss of around 6 or 7.
Number 3, Brendan Miller on carry. Stopped by number 81, Trey Felton.
Loss
of yards on play. Brings up 3rd and 16.
They ran that play to Noel a few times and he sniffed it out. Chasing Hawk did have one decent look, but for the most part tonight, that defensive line for Avon has kind of held their blocks, held the corners, not let anybody get out to the edge, and have largely shut this out. Solomon again from the gun, two receivers right, one left, on a 3rd and around 15. Solomon back to pass, pass over the middle, is out in front of the intended receiver.
Pass intended for number 1, Devin and Enander.
First incomplete
brings up 4th and 16 for the Patriots.
This will make a 4th and 15, and the Patriots probably going to have to punt it away. 10:29 to play in the third, 22-0 Avon. As they will get set to kick with a couple of steps, they'll kick it from around their own 20. Meyer set to return around his own 40. And again, we'll see if they kick it anywhere near him. And the dome comes up a little bit short. Does take a bit of a Patriot.
Punting for the Patriots, number 8, Peyton Chasing Hawk.
On the side of the 50-yard line. So the
Pirates will take over, 1st and 10.
And
from the 37-yard
line. The Patriots in the first drive of the second half. And now, with a 22-0 lead, they will take over 1st and 10, their own 47-yard line. And we'll start this wishbone grind. We saw it a little bit later in the game against the Warbirds because, again, they trailed Woolsey Lexington for a good portion of that game. But, boy, once they got that lead, it was 3 yards and reset, 4 yards and reset. And then Meyer would break a big one, and before you knew it, that clock was winded down. Right side, nothing there.
Isaiah Meyer on the carry.
Meyer being tackled on the far sideline there.
Wrapped up by number 62, Michael Nielsen.
No gain, one or the other. They haven't reset the down marker yet.
Brings up 2nd and 10 for the Pirates.
We're just going to call it no gain. Not a lot of zeros in there tonight. In fact, just two other zeros. No negative numbers in the rush game tonight for Avon, as they have done 99% of their damage on the ground. Here's Meyer, cuts back in near the first down marker. Looks like they'll mark him just shy.
Number 9, Tyler Churchman, the carry. Brought down by number 11, Mason Cheddar.
Church, we have picked
up. And that'll be Tyler's first down.
So So 10 for Church, but first and 10 Pirates into Patriot territory, down to the Patriot 43. Clock at 9:20 remaining in that Wolsey-Westington game. I do remember Avon in the second half. Their first drive of the third quarter was 6 minutes and 25 seconds.
Number 4, Lyman Mutter on the carry.
Mutter this time, diving ahead for a gain of around 3.
Brought down by number 55, Preston Whip.
Make the stop, and it is a 4-yard gain. Second and 6 down to the Patriot 39. Well, Gary Zalata's last postgame show will follow our broadcast tonight. And with the Huron Tigers falling to Yankton 17-0, Patriots needing a big comeback here. Dakota Sports facing the end of the football campaign, of course. So some volleyball left to keep an eye on.
Tyler Churchman on the carry.
Churchman going to dive ahead for a gain of around 3 more. We'll set up third and a long free.
Brings up third and 4 for the Pirates.
Ooh, the hometown announcer calling it a third and 4, so now I guess I have to. Clock at 8 minutes left in the third. Pirates 22-0. Third and 4 from the Patriot 37. Inside Meyer, cuts it back, first down inside the 30. Nice stutter step inside the 25, slips another tackle, and that man is gone for the touchdown.
Number 1, Zion Meyer,
Meyer from 37.
7:48 left to the third quarter.
This one will come with 7:48 to play in the third. It's Zion Meyer's fourth rushing touchdown, this one from 37 out, and now they will try for a 2-point conversion, now 28-9, and they'll try to get a couple more here. So 4 Meyer touchdowns, 2 Meyer successful 2-point conversions, 1 unsuccessful, and Meyer going to get another chance here, cuts it back inside the 2, is he in? I think he's in.
Zion Meyer.
And he is. 7:48 to play third quarter. 30-0. The Patriots. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Mr. Mensch, please shut your headlights off. Thank you.
Well,
kicking off here, number 81, Trace Pelton.
Trace Pelton on to kick away from the Pirates
after. Number 5, Eric Stallman.
Of this evening. 4 touchdowns, 3 2-point conversions. Pelton the run up. They'll squib it at Noel. Noel looking for a block. Brings it back to the near side across the 25 and the 30. Cuts it back again and is tripped up and dropped at the 35-yard line.
Number 3, Brendan Noel.
So Patriots
brought down by number
7:39 to play in quarter number 3, and certainly a lot of time left in this football game. But
sense of urgency
here for the Patriots is, again, they not only do they trail 30-0, which is certainly not insurmountable, especially now with 7:39 to play in the third quarter, but they haven't been able to get anything going in this game. Had a 3-and-out to start the second half. 3 3-and-outs, the punt, a couple of turnover on downs in the first half. I think they ended up somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 yards on the ground, 20 through the air. And now we'll have a bad snap. And
right on the play.
another 5-yard penalty against the Patriots. 4 penalties, 20 yards on the night. A rainy, windy evening here in
Indianapolis.
Move on to the semifinal round here.
5-yard penalty.
Double A's. The Huron Tigers did fall to Yankton tonight, 17.
First down, first and 5 for the Patriots.
Actually, 4-yard penalty against Avon. So 5 penalties, 35 yards against the Pirates, and it'll be 1st and 5. Here's Solomon with motion man. He'll hand it off. Noel running right side, and he's in.
Number 3, Brendan Noel on the carry. Brings up 2nd and 2.
With 7:20 left here in the third quarter, and that clock is winding. 2nd and a long 2 as the Patriots from their own 48 or 43 yard line. Solomon from the gun, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Another snap at his feet. Solomon gonna have to dig it out and take off running. 3 players on his jersey. He'll have to go down for a loss.
Come on, the snap. Whole bunch of red over there.
Host of tacklers.
Lost yards, brings up 3rd and 12.
Solomon will make it from 2nd and 2 to 3rd and 12. And Patriots will go from their own 33-yard line with 7 minutes, or 6:40 rather, to play in the third quarter here at Avon. Pirates, Isaiah Meyer having himself another ball game. 4 rushing touchdowns tonight. He's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 yards. And here is Solomon pitching it to Noel. And I think Noel was going to end up throwing that, but he slipped and put the knee down, and that is automatically down at this level. So Noel will go down for a run of -5. And that'll make it 4th and around 18. So the Patriots will get set to kick it away, midway point of the third. Both teams have had a possession already in the third. Here's the snap and the punt. And Meyer will not get a return. This one will take a little Patriot bounce across midfield, and we'll line them up around the 47.
Hey, taking off with the punt. Pirates will take over 1st and 10 from the 30 to nothing lead.
5:40 left here in the third, and the Pirates will take back over just shy of midfield. And went for his eye line. I had him at halftime, 17 for 110 and 3 touchdowns. So in this game, I've got him 19 for 147 and 4 touches, and also the 3 2-point conversions. Meyer lines up. One of the tails of this wishbone. Mutter is the fullback. Churchman, the other halfback. Meyer, the carry, right side. Bust through for a couple across the 50. Still moving.
The Patriots
pulling the Solomon there.
45.
Just kept the legs churning.
Solomon.
Pick up around 8.
Brings up 2nd and 2 for the Pirates. From the 45-yard line.
After that 8-yard grind for Zay Meyer. 2nd and 2. Pirates and Patriot, 45, 5:10 left in the third. Avon on top, 30-0. The Pirates trying to wear down this Patriot D. Left side, here's Churchman tripped up. Oh, that big Mutter. Tripped up, but he
number 4, and Mutter on the carry. Tripped up by number 88, Jackson Maynard, but not before Mutter gets
tackle there.
A Pirate first down.
Wrong way, Mutter. Get him off balance. 4:40 left here in the third. Now that clock again winds. Avon will continue to run the football and keep it on the ground, trying to keep that clock going. 1st and 10. It'll be Mutter again. Mutter got caught up at the line, but a second burst inside
the 45
to the 30 and down to the 28-yard
line.
Another dozen for Mutter. And a fresh set of downs for the Pirates. 1st and 10, Avon is
down.
Avon's starting to rip off bigger and bigger chunks in the first half. The biggest numbers, 15, 10, 17, 2 10s. A lot of single-digit numbers, though. Second half, 37, 10, a dozen there. And now a 1st and 10, Avon at the Patriot 28. Again, Zion Meyer having the game of the day here with four rushing touchdowns. We're not even through the third quarter yet. They'll go Mutter again. Left side.
Number 4, Lennon Mutter on the carry. Brought down by number 11, Mason Shedder.
Lance Mutter just 5 yards in the first half. Five carries, 5 yards. Already in the second half.
For the Pirates.
4 carries, 25 yards. So 9 for 30 on the night as the fullback in this Pirate wishbone. Here's Meyer looking for the block outside. Didn't get it. Got tripped up. And in fact, I think the football ended up maybe on the ground.
Zion Meyer on the carry. Fumble on the play, covered by the Patriots.
Yeah, and they'll take over
first and 10 from the 24-yard line.
So the Patriots will get it back on the turnover. We'll avoid allowing Avon to add on to that 30-0 lead with 3:16 to play in third. The Patriots will take over first and 10 from their own 24. Solomon from the gun, 2 receivers left and 1 right. The snap, the ball came loose. Couple of players getting accurate here inside the 10, and as Avon on top of that football, little rain on the window.
Here. Picked up by number 69, Darren Tolma. That'll be first and goal for the Pirates.
So they take it and they give it right back as the Pirates will have a first and goal after the ensuing fumble, and I guess Solomon gonna have to get credit for that one. I'm not quite sure. The ball just kind of popped up in the air. The officials talking things over a little bit. I think they're just gonna get the football set and we'll be back underway. That's what they're gonna do. 3:09 to play third quarter. 30-0 Avon, first and goal. And they'll go right up the middle. Four.
Number 4,
no indication.
Mutter for the touchdown.
Well, now they say Mutter in for the touchdown.
3 minutes left in the third quarter.
So this will go from 7 yards out and will be the first touchdown of the night not scored by Isaiah Meyer. Come with 3:01 to play in the third. And now they'll go for the 2-point conversion as they lead 36-0 here at home. Right side, Churnsma in for two. 3:01 to play, quarter number 3, 38-0. Avon in front of Hitchcock Tulare. We'll send it back to the studios for a minute. A 60-second timeout.
Avon Pirates 38, Patriots 0, 3:01 left in the third quarter.
Points and we can go home.
Oh, it goes to 50?
They'll call it at 50.
Oh, I thought it was 40.
I think the clock is just going to start running right now. I think that's 35, but I'm not positive. Yeah, that's tough. Get a fumble and then fumble it right back to him.
Back three deep with Patriots, number 45, Eric Solomon, number 3, Brendan Noel. Kicking off with Pirates, number 81, Trace Felton.
Well, a couple more touchdowns here in the third quarter for Avon. 38-0 they lead, and they will squib it on this kickoff, and flags have come in.
Patriots take over first and 10 from the 49-yard line.
And let's see, they end up calling this down at midfield. So I don't know if they tried sort of an onside and I missed it.
Scratch that, the 50-yard line.
Either way, Patriots will get the ball at midfield. They'll go first and 10. 2
225 and counting now, and it will count faster. The difference is 38 points. That clock will only stop for timeouts, injuries, and scoring plays. One wide each side and a lone back. I think they've gone back to Noel. Nope, Solomon's still at the helm. Hand off, tailback, running a gain of around six.
Number 23, Blaze Bigger on the carry. Brings up second and six for Patriots.
Around four, so it'll make it second and six. Patriots to the Avon 46. 38-0 though, Avon out in front. Here's a couple of receivers right, one left. Solomon under center, and a bad snap's in the dirt, and he's just going to have to get back on it, and I don't know if bad snap is really the right term there. I'm sure it's wet, hard to hold on to, and it's probably a combination of the two.
Come on, the snap, recovered by the Patriots. Brings up third and eight for the Patriots.
And we'll set up a third. Third and eight? I think so. Solomon under center, couple receivers each side, two receivers now to the left. He's got Noel in motion left to right. They'll pitch it back to Noel, and he's kind of has to dive ahead because, again, he went to cut. But anyway, he went to cut, and it's too wet. It's too sloppy out there. He's never done.
Fourth and 12.
For a loss of around four. And we'll make it fourth and 12. And midfield down 38-0 with 30 seconds to play in the third. I would imagine they go for it here, and they will. Solomon under center. They'll go flex. Two wide each side. No, Solomon went out wide to the right. Nope, Solomon is still at the helm. Solomon going to launch left side, trying to come back to it as the intended receiver. It will fall incomplete. He was trying to get a pass interference flag.
Yeah,
I think he
did. Fires on this side and fires on that side.
The defensive back did not have his eye on the football there. The Patriot receiver came back to the ball. The catcher tried to, ran into the defensive back, and that's going to be a false start against the Patriots. And a pass interference against
them. Really motion on the offense.
So we'll offset those penalties. And we'll go for
and repeat.
Fourth and 12 again from just shy of midfield. Patriots about their own 48. Clock winding, 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Solomon under center, two wide left, one wide right on a fourth and 12 from midfield. Solomon back to pass. Nearly sacked, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run it. He's got some room. 40, 35, nice juke down to the 32. That is enough for the first down, but we got a flag to play, and I think this one is coming back. The officials say, yep, that'll be a hold against the Patriots.
Holding on the Patriots.
First penalty of the second half, four penalties, 25 yards against Hitchcock Tulare tonight. That's going to make a fourth and 12, a fourth and 22.
Yeah, 10-yard penalty.
And we'll also close out quarter number three. I don't know, are they not going to take a quarter break? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just going to let it roll because, you know, I don't know.
They should be on the 39-yard line.
Yeah, they're just not taking a quarter break.
Brings up fourth and 21.
So a fresh 12 is on the board because the fourth quarter is technically starting here. On a fourth and 22, Patriots from their own 39-yard line, they need to get to the 40. And now they will take a quarter break. 38-0 Avon leads.
And that is the completion of the fourth quarter.
30 seconds.
38 for the Avon Pirates, 0 for the Patriots.
I feel bad for the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't read lips. I can't talk to you while I'm talking on the radio. Like, I can't. That's too much, like, multitasking. I can't. So, yeah, just write it down if it's really important or save it for later or remind me later because I can't. I can't do anything while I'm doing
it.
I can't keep talking.
They fumble, and
yeah,
then...
Right, they give it right back.
Yeah.
It's
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Tigers fall to Yankton tonight by the final of 17-0. Avon leading Hitchcock Tulare here in Avon 38-0. And fourth quarter just set to get underway, and it will be on a Patriot fourth and 22. Post-game report comes your way after this one. It looks like now the Patriots, well, look like they thought about punting it. Myers deep to return, but they're not. They're going for it here. Why not? First or fourth and 20-plus. Here is Salmon back to pass. Right side. The pass is incomplete. So the turnover on down.
For number three, Brendan Knowles,
back to the Pirates.
Pirates will take over on down. First and 10 from
to play in this football game.
Yards.
Also give it back to them on the short field as the Pirates will take over on the Patriot 39. And it looks like we're going to get an Avon timeout as the entire Pirate team is coming to the sideline to talk things over, and the officials wondering what exactly is going on. Now we'll take a timeout. So let's send it back to the studios for a minute.
We're back on 60 seconds.
Okay. Worst thing about this would be having this be your last game of your entire career and just getting whooped on the road.
So,
why? Because he's better and tougher than the other kid that they played quarterback. He just said that kids were more confident with Brendan Knowles, the quarterback that I said was
tough. I saw 52 in person.
Yeah, he's one of the better players. He's an old kid, so he's a great guy. He is number one's brother, Isaiah Myers, the kid with all the touchdowns. It's his brother.
Wow.
And welcome back to
the Pirates.
Get the clock moving after the timeout. See here, I think Avon also, they also turned over their lineup a little bit. So the Pirates dig it a little deeper. They will, however, stick with the wishbone on a 2nd and 10. The fullback off guard will pick up a yard or two.
Number 30, Trent Sokup on the carry. Gain of a couple, brings up 3rd and 7.
Now we'll get another timeout. It's time for the Patriots.
Timeout call by the Patriots.
38-0 Pirates. Another 60-second timeout. Back in a minute on KOKK.
Flag on the play. False start called on the Pirates.
Well, the Avon Pirates second string has maybe earned laps in practice here. They had a false start. Make this one a third and around 13. Back around the 43, the Patriots again. The Pirates have turned over their lineup. A run to the right side will lose a couple more yards. That is
number two, Pierce Yonkers on the carry.
Pierce Yonkers.
Brought down by number 15, Max Gilbert. Brings up fourth and...
So that'll make it fourth and
13 for the Pirates.
Pirates from the Patriot 43 with 9:50 left here in this 9B semifinal matchup. Avon has led throughout. They led 8-0 after one, 22-0 at the half, 38-0 after three, and have now brought in backups here in the fourth. Going to the far side, and they're going to lose a couple more.
Number 50, Braylon Fenty on the carry.
Didn't see who that one was on the carry.
And that'll be turnover on downs and Patriots first and 10 from the 44-yard line. Timeout called by the Patriots.
We'll take back over, but first they will call another timeout. 30-second break back in 30 on KOKK. I think it was 13. Oh, that, either that or 30. Oh, it was 30. That's what it was.
I sure saw 36, but I guess it's 30. Even though there's not even 36 on it. I do not know that 8th graders played this team. I saw 25.
Welcome back to Avon. 9:50 to play here as the Patriots have a timeout cap in that Avon timeout. I don't know if they switched personnel around a little bit. I do see a couple of clean jerseys, which probably says that you haven't got a whole lot of time up to this point. And yeah, it looks like the Patriots have turned over the lineup as well. Patriots are running the near side is Johnson. 50, 45, 40. Nice stiff arm of Johnson in for a big gain. Inside the 20 and down to the 15.
Number 5, there's Johnson on the carry.
Brought
down by
number
50, Braylon Becky. And that'll be a Patriot first down.
Derek Johnson. The big run there will set up the Patriots on a first and 10 from the 15. And the Patriots threatening to break up this shutout with 8:25 to play, first and 10 from the Pirate 15. One wide each side. Johnson will get the pitch, trying to make the corner. The 15 got a block at the 10, inside the 5. And I think he'll move the chains. We'll score the touchdown there, but the chains are...
Number 5, Derek Johnson on the carry. Brought down by number 61, Trayvon Salzma.
Let's see, that's all the way down to the 2.
First and goal for the Patriots.
So about a dozen there. So Derek Johnson carries 58 yards, and now they will go for it on a first and goal from about the 2-yard line. A motion right to left, and the motion man will get the carry, and he's in for the touchdown.
Peyton chasing off with the Patriot touchdown.
And again, it will break up this Avon shutout with 7:29 to play. 2-yard chasing hawk run, and now they will look for 2. Double
The Pirates will take time out of a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
But is it the fourth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least they got a touchdown. Yeah. 30 more points.
No shot. Welcome back to Avon 7-9 playoff matchup. The backups have been employed. Second string able to overpower the Pirate backups for a late score. And they will kick it deep. Picked up around the 30, across the 35, and return to right about there in the 35-yard line. And Avon will take over here on a 1st and 10 with a chance to close this one out. 7:16 to play. Still a lot of football.
To take over 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line.
Quite a comeback here by the Hitchcock Tuller Patriots. It's Avon 1st and 10, their own 36. Pirates trying to pick up their 8th win of the year. They ended the regular year 6-2. Got a win last week here on this very field against Faith. And now trying to pick up an 8th win. Not only the 8th win of this campaign, but a 2nd win over the Patriots. It was 32-28.
Yards on the carry. Loss of yard on the play brings up 2nd and 11 for the Pirates.
On the running play by Avon, 2nd and 11, but of course for Lucas and this Avon team, they just wanted to get that clock moving again. They will take every second that they are allowed here as we are nearing the midway point of the fourth and a 30-point Avon lead. Pirates, the wishbone all night tonight. They did throw a couple of passes out of it, but have not ran any other formation in this game. Two-yard gain here for the Pirates. Set up a 3rd and 9. Gary Zellotto-Blast post-game show will come your way at the conclusion of this one. Get a look at the Patriot numbers, the Pirate numbers. Get a look at the scorecard. We know the Tigers fell tonight 17-0. Patriots down 30 at the current time. We'll see what the final ends up being. It's now a 3rd and 9 for the Avon Pirates, their own 36. And they will pitch it again. And
brought down by number 1, Devin Enander. Lost the yard, brings up 4 and...
And that's going to make it 4th and about 15.
16.
Actually, maybe even a little more. Yeah, closer to 4th and 60. About the 46, and they're at the 31, so... Guess we'll call it 4th and 15, and they will punt it away. Patriots up man at midfield. Punt return around the 35 as we await the punt from the Avon Pirates. Well, they actually brought Lyon back out to punt. His punt comes to rest.
Zion Meyer on the punt. Patriots will take over first and 10 from the 46-yard line.
Scott Patriots will get it back for at least one more possession. Take over here with 350 and counting. Again, the difference right now is 30 points. And previously was enough to keep that clock winding, and that's what's happening here. As the Patriots trailed at the break, 22-0, but gave up a couple of third-quarter touchdowns, make it 38, and really getting out of hand at that point. Zion Myers, 4 touchdowns, 3 two-point conversion runs tonight. Actually, not 2, but we'll look at that all in the post-game show. Both teams have turned the lineup card over to the second string. The Patriots here.
The ball play is on by the Patriots. Brings up second and 10.
So now a second and 10. Ball for the Hitchcock Tuller Patriots. They will graduate Jackson Maynard, Eric Solomon, Isaac Van Sherrill, Cameron Nutledge, Mason Cheddar, and Brendan Knoll, all seniors here for this Hitchcock two-layer team. They have played, almost of them have played their final down here for Hitchcock two-layers. Again, the backups are in as they tried the option, but the quarterback.
Number one, Devin Enander on the carries.
Devin Enander.
Had
the option set up, but just when he went to plant and tried to put a little gas on it, slipped to one knee, and that is down, second and 11. Might even be third. Yeah, I think it's third and 11. Enander, another bad snap, and he will fall on top of that one, and that'll make it fourth and 12. A wet, rainy, windy evening here. You can tell the middle part of the field took kind of a beating as both teams have had players have trouble with their footing, tried to cut, tried to change direction, ended up going down. Solomon had it happen a few times tonight. As soon as you go to accelerate, you slip, go down to a knee, and that's you're down. Patriots now on a fourth and 12. Enander this time, clean snap, back to pass, right side pass is complete at the 45 to 40, 35 30. Now we're in a foot race inside the 20, 10, 5 touchdown Patriots.
Chasing Hawk
from Devin Enander from 50.
Run 25 left in the ball game.
54 yards. So we'll write this one down with a minute 25 to play. Go from 54 yards, Enander to Chasing Hawk. Patriots will go for 2. Another bad snap. Enander is going to get down on that one in the two-point conversion unsuccessful. Minute 25 to play.
38-14 for the Patriots.
Of the Hitchcock Tuller Patriot football season. Patriots can see their season come to an end here tonight. They will end this campaign with 5 wins and 5 losses. Avon will move on to the state semifinals, and we'll bring an 8-2 mark into that game.
Pirates will take over Burlington 10.
We'll play next Friday night.
From the 20.
Next week.
9-yard line with 1:08 left in the ballgame.
Avon going to take over 1st and 10, their own 28. Gary's a lot of the last postgame show, a minute away. Pirates going to pick up another playoff victory, go to 8-2. I assume we'll be traveling next week. We'll take a look at the scoreboard. And they will take the victory knee and run off the remainder of this clock. I think they'll have to take officially one more knee, and we will be to our Gary Zelotto Glass postgame show about 30 seconds or so to run off in this one, and the officials just kind of waiting for everybody to line up. I think they have to take one more knee. I think you get 35 altogether, and they were at about 39. Of course, you certainly wouldn't have to. Just let it run down, take the penalty, and let it run again. And nobody's going to worry about any sort of penalty or runoff.
And that'll be the end of the ballgame. Everybody's heading for the sidelines. This one is over.
The final score here tonight in Avon 38. It's got Tulare.
Friday.
Gary Zelotto Glass postgame showing 3 minutes.
Tuesday night, the family final postgame is the next victory fall.
The Pirates tonight in Avon 38. It's got Tulare 14. Gary Zelotto Glass postgame show in 3 minutes.
Thanks for coming. Drive home safe. I believe I saw Barb Pecos here, Pecos Publications on Facebook. If you want to check out some of her pictures, everybody have a good evening, and we'll see you next Friday night.
Welcome back. Here is the Lotto Blast postgame report live from Avon tonight as the Pirates dispatch the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots to end the Patriots season. Hitchcock Tulare will see this season come to a close with a mark of 5 wins and 5 losses. Avon will move on in the 9B playoffs with a mark of 8-2. It started off early for the Pirates with 6:40 to play opening quarter, a 5-yard Isaiah Meyer touchdown run. Meyer would run in the 2-point conversion. It was 8-0 Pirates after one. Two more Meyer touchdowns in the second, one with 10:40 to play. This from 10 yards out. He would also cap on another 2-point conversion. And with 3:42 to play in the second, another Meyer run, this one from 7 out. 2-point run failed, and at the half, it was Avon 22, Hitchcock Tulare, nothing. Pirates with two more in the third. One by Meyer with 7:38 to play in the third. The 37-yard Meyer touchdown run. The 2-point run by Meyer was good. It was 30-0. And before the Patriots would get one on the board, Avon would put up one more with 3:01 to play in the third. A 7-yard Lance Mutter touchdown run. The 2-point run by Meyer was good, and it was 38-0. The fourth quarter, Patriots would get a couple of late touchdowns. 7:29 to play in the fourth. It was a 2-yard Peyton Chasing Hawk run. 2-point run in by Derek Johnson was good. It was 38-8. And one more late for the Patriots with a minute 25 to play. A 54-yard pass, Devin Enander to Peyton Chasing Hawk. The 2-point run failed, and our final score, Avon 38. Hitchcock Tulare, 14. Gary's on Lotto Blast brings us our post-game report. We're going to take a 60-second break, send it back to the studio, so we'll hear from our post-game report sponsor. We'll come back and break down some individual numbers and take a look at our...